A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 3:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. It's 50 degrees in Salt Lake. KSL's top story, a demand for Davis County schools to consider banning the Bible. The complaint says it might violate the state's controversial law against inappropriate books. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard Bell has more.
When people deem a book inappropriate for school libraries, they are expected to highlight the specific pages and sections that they feel potentially indecent in nature. Well, someone in Davis County flagged 49 passages in the Bible, and it is now under review, something that the original bill sponsor, Senator Todd Weiler, did not anticipate, but says is part of the new law, and he stands by the process.
In most cases, books remain on the shelves until a review is completed. Davis School District spokesperson Chris Williams says now a review committee will look at the complaint.
If they find it violates it, then they move to remove. If they do not find that violates it, then they go to read the entire book to see if it violates anything else regarding vulgarity, regarding violence, whether it's age appropriate, and then they make that determination.
He says that review of the Bible will begin shortly. Normally, reviews take about 60 days in most districts. In Park City, opening statements have wrapped at the Gwyneth Paltrow ski crash trial.
Paltrow looking on as her lawyer claimed that accusations from Terry Sanderson that she caused this crash aren't true.
We believe it to be utter BS.
Paltrow's lawyer cites a Deer Valley Resort employee who wrote after the crash.
Male skier took her out from behind.
Sanderson's lawyers say Paltrow was skiing while looking somewhere else.
As she turns her head back down, she screams, then skis back into the back of Terry Sanderson. She rides his back down. They hit the ground hard.
Paltrow is countersuing for a dollar, claiming she suffered losses because of this crash. Later today, we're expecting to hear from an eyewitness. Lindsay Ayres, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 3:32. A person riding a bicycle is dead, and the front runner system is seeing major delays after an accident that was just south of Central Station in Salt Lake City this morning. UTA Police Chief Dallin Taylor says the man was hit by the train while trying to cross from an area off limits to the public.
He was in the Union Pacific yard, then crossed over to our lines, and he rode his bicycle. It looks like he's trying to access 600 West here, and he rode across the access road, didn't see or hear the train coming, and was struck by the train.
Police are now working on identifying the person. We will bring you updates as we get them. A six-year-old is dead after a car accident in Emory County yesterday afternoon. A Department of Public Safety official says a pickup truck was driving eastbound on U.S. 6. They say the road was sleet-covered. The truck driver lost control, went down an embankment, and the truck rolled. The six-year-old was ejected, taken to the hospital, and later died. Two other people in the car had minor injuries. DPS says they're investigating if the child was wearing a seatbelt. Heightened security and threats, but no indictment against President Trump. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, a bomb threat delayed a New York court hearing involving President Trump. That is, the nation remains on edge over possible protests. The unfounded threat only delayed the court for about 30 minutes. Meantime, heightened security is in place in both Manhattan and Washington, D.C. in preparation for protests if and when the former president is indicted. The Federal Reserve facing a tough decision this week on whether to raise interest rates. Troubles in the banking industry at issue, but Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen telling the Bankers Association today that the system is resilient enough to withstand the failure of two regional banks.
Every step we have taken has been intended to reassure the public that our banking system is resilient and that we stand behind the banking system.
Most economists believe the Fed will still raise rates by a quarter percentage point tomorrow, though some say the Fed might take a timeout. Over 420,000 students in Los Angeles are out of school this week because of a worker strike. Teachers have joined the strike to show their support for school staff. Max Arias is with the union.
After nearly a year of bargaining, LAUSD has refused to offer wages that raise workers above the poverty line.
The union wants a 30% pay raise for school staff like custodians, bus drivers, and cafeteria workers who they say are making around $25,000 a year. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Home prices have been falling, ending more than a decade of year-over-year increases.
Communication Director of the Utah Association of Realtors, Deanna Devi, says prices are dropping because the rise in prices from the pandemic are not sustainable.
What you're saying is a bit of the market correcting because now we're dealing with higher mortgage rates. And really what it comes down to is how affordable is the home?
And while home prices are dropping, apartment and rental prices are remaining the same, while newly built apartments are getting built smaller. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
It's 3:35. We have first look traffic. Ricky Meese is here. What's going on?
Freeway traffic not bad this afternoon, but northbound I-15 still seeing some heavy and slow traffic going through Murray, starting at the south interchange. It's due to a crash at 5300 south at the top of that ramp, and it is blocking a right lane of traffic. Foothill Drive, seeing some heavy and slow traffic southbound as you go from the U down to I-80 and the final cleanup of an accident, 2100 South and 7th East. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
On the way, a minute of news that will stick to the roof of your mouth. Stay right here.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.